It's 8:55, 67 degrees. It's been a big morning so far for soybeans, and tell us more about that. Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Yeah, price action this morning is pretty firm as the weather forecast is threatening the Midwest with the warmest temps of the season and offering limited precip chances. One of the tip-offs that we kind of observed yesterday was the new crop corn puts that were down on the day with the futures down at the same time. This hinted about yesterday's late session market recovery, but also suggested a reduction in implied volatility, which was confirmed in our technical observations this morning. But I think some of that volatility may be returning. Looking at the markets currently, July corn, 436 and a half, up 8 3/4, now 9. We've got December corn, 441 and 3/4, up 8 1/2. We've got July beans, 1169, almost 1170, up 28 3/4. Meal, up $11.70 at $419.30 in the July. July oil, up about 52 at 3281. Wheat market also enjoying a nice advance, setting new contract highs this morning. July wheat in Chicago, 518 1/4, up 9 1/4. Kansas City wheat, 492, up 7. And Minneapolis wheat, 554, up 7 3/4. Crude oil market this morning is up about 80 cents, kind of the granddaddy of the markets. And the dollar's down about 30, also contributing slightly. Open interest numbers reviewed this morning suggest corn saw some renewed buying interest yesterday to the tune of about 4,000 contracts. Funds remain sizable long position holders, and we expect this to remain the case for the foreseeable future, especially given this very warm weather forecast. Soybean futures open interest yesterday was down about 3,000 contracts, but once again, open interest in the options jumped about 18,000 contracts. Options appear to be moving into favor over straight futures positions in more and more marketing strategies. Wheat open interest was up yesterday as well to the tune of about 2,500 contracts, inferring new buying, but we're mindful that the funds have been persistently short this market and apparently still don't feel compelled to change their bias. Looking ahead to Friday's WASDE reports, trade expect old crop wheat carryout 981 million bushels in a range of expectations between 953 and 1 billion bushels. Last month's estimate was 978 million. Old crop corn carryout 1.772 billion with a range of expectations between 1.728 and 1.82 billion. Last month's figure was 1.803. Soybeans, 385 million bushels in a range of expectations of 355 to 400 million. In May, their estimate was 400 million. New crop carryout numbers came in at 1.045 billion for wheat in a range between 1 and 1.1 billion bushels. USDA's May figure was 1.029 billion. Corn carryout, 2.125 billion bushels in a range of 1.973 to 2.441. May's number was 2.153. For soybeans, 289 million is the average estimate in a range from 215 to 350 million bushels. USDA's May estimate was 305. The average estimates for what USDA will report for world numbers, wheat carryout, 242 million tons in a range from 241 to 243. May was 242.91. Corn, 206 million tons in a range between 204.5 and 208.5. Last month, we were just a shade under 208 million. And finally, soybeans, 72.73 million tons in a range between 70 and 74. Last month, we were at 74.25. Keep in mind that once these numbers are inked, the trade will focus on weather rather quickly, and we think that for the foreseeable future, this market may be on a persistent path of increasing volatility and adding risk premium. That's about all we've got for today, so I hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.
Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us on this Wednesday. Dow trading up over the 18,000 mark for the first time in a while, up 75 points at 18,013. Weather-wise today, sunny skies at a high of 77 degrees, light northwest winds up to 5 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight, the low 57. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 83. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, chance of showers and thunderstorms, low 67. Sunny and warm for Friday with a high of 91 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.